Pleased to be joined by Kalamazoo Wings Captain Elgin Reed as the Kalamazoo Wings get set to open their home portion of their 40th season in Kalamazoo. And Elgin, thanks for taking some time with us. You got a game under your belt and getting the season going here.
Yeah. Unfortunately, we didn't get the win there last Saturday. I thought we played well. We had a lot of good chances. Unfortunately, we just ran into some hot goaltending.
Yeah, the K-Wings shut out by the Evansville Icemen in the season opener on the road. Obviously, that's a disappointing way to start the season, but what is the team taking out of that and preparing for the rest of the season?
Well, we always try and take as many positives as we can, regardless of whether it's a win or a loss. Like I said, I thought we had a lot of really good chances. The work ethic was there. It's always tough opening on the road, especially when it's another team's home opener. They obviously had a lot of energy and they played well. You got to give them credit. But like I said, if we capitalized on some of the opportunities that we had, I think we had three or four breakaways and some power plays that we didn't capitalize on. So that's something that we were trying to correct this week at practice. So hopefully come Saturday, we won't run into that same issue.
You got Evansville at home. Is that an interesting kind of dynamic? You had them on the road and now you got the same team as your home opener.
Yeah. Well, like I said, it's tough going into another team's rink, especially for their home opener. So we want to make it as uncomfortable for them as we can. But I think everyone's excited. It's been a weird kind of a schedule to start the season. There's not many weekends where you're only going to have one game, let alone two weekends in a row. So there's been a lot of practice, like I said, and it's been a good work week for us, and we're looking forward to getting home here and hopefully getting a win for our fans here on Saturday.
Joel Martin, your battle-tested goaltender, he delivered with 25 saves. What is something in the game plan that you guys can tweak to maybe help him out a little bit?
Yeah, well, I certainly think last year he saw way more pucks than we would have liked. He was busy last year, and we've changed our defensive zone coverage this year. We've got a new scheme defensively that I think is going to help. Like I said, until you start playing more games and getting used to one another and sort of used to the guys you're playing with, it's tough to get into a rhythm. You can practice as much as you want, but until you start playing games, it's tough. But I think, like I said, with that our new defensive zone scheme that we're using, I think it's going to limit the amount of shots that Marty's going to see.
Saturday will mark Martin's 400th career game. What does that do for you guys as a team to have that type of reliability between the pipes?
We've got two goaltenders just like last year that we're completely comfortable with, whoever's going in net. We know just Marty's work ethic. He's going to do whatever he can. He gives us a chance every night to win, and I didn't know about that milestone for him, so that's certainly a little added boost for us that we'll definitely want to be getting him a win there on Saturday.
Sam Fitor came out firing, 7 shots on goal in the loss on Saturday. What does that do with his spark that he provides off the blue line?
Well, he's got a big shot. I think that's one of the things that Sammy brings. Everyone knows around the league that he's got a big cannon, so we try and load him up as much as possible. Like I said, I think one of the things we're going to have to work on, and we have been working on in practice this week, is getting more traffic in front of the goaltenders. The goalies are so good at this level that it doesn't matter how hard your shot is. A lot of the time, if they can see it, they're usually going to stop it. So we're going to keep loading him up, and we certainly want to get as much rubber to the net as we can, and we just need to do a better job, I think, of providing traffic.
We're chatting with Elgin Reed, the Kalamazoo Wings captain, and for you personally, serving your second consecutive season as team captain, what does that mean for you, first of all, and how have you approached this season differently than last season in this role?
Yeah, it's a huge honor for me. I think last year the players voted on it. This year the coaching staff did, so it's nice to know that's how you're thought of. It's certainly something I take great responsibility and a lot of pride. There's been some great players that have come through this team and worn the captain. I try not to change anything about my game. I've been successful up to this point playing the way I have, so I try not to change anything on or off the ice. I just got to lead by example. I hope I can have a successful season this year personally and also for the team as well.
Coming off of a season where your team missed the playoffs by such a narrow margin, what role did that play in your preparations personally and kind of helping and leading this team so that doesn't happen again?
I think last year the biggest thing for us was these division games against Evansville. They were a last place team last year, and I don't know exactly what the stats are, but I know we gave away way too many points to these. I'm not saying that's them this year. They've got a better team this year, but the games you're supposed to win, you have to, and you can't be giving away points at any point. You can't take any nights off, and that's something that we tried to tell the new guys coming in. That every game is so important and every point is so important. That's more a mentality that we're trying to bring into the dressing room is that no nights off, which there never should be anyways. But that's something that we're really stressing.
The Kalamazoo Wings celebrating their 40th season. What does that mean to you to be on this anniversary team?
Well, it's a storied franchise. It's been around for such a long time, obviously, and the fan support here is fantastic. The community. Is fantastic with all the support we get from all over the place. And like I said, it comes with some pressure being the 40th season. We want it to be a successful one, and our goal is to win a championship, and that's what we're going to try and do. And anything less than that, really, we're not interested in.
That's a great attitude to come in with. And part of the celebration start this weekend, of course, with the home opener, the 10th annual Orange Ice Game. I gotta ask, what's the biggest challenge skating on the pumpkin colored ice?
It's a little weird at first. It's a little bit of a shock. I think once the game gets going, a lot of the time we don't really notice it, but it's something fun for the fans, and everyone seems to really enjoy it. So sometimes the ice, with all the work they have to do, it gets a little soft and choppy and whatnot, but that doesn't really matter because both teams have to play on the same sheet. So no, it's fun for the fans, it's fun for us, and we don't really put too much stock into it.
Is Saturday going to be the first time that the team gets to look at the orange ice? And is that an adjustment you think for your first year guys, that kind of thing?
Yeah, I don't know if other guys, whether or not they had it in junior, or whether or not they had it in college with promotion nights. I don't know if it's something that they've seen before or that they've done. We'll probably have a chance to skate on it a day before or the morning skate on the game day to get used to it, and if guys need to make any adjustments, they'll do that.
All right, Kalamazoo hosting Evansville this Saturday. Puck drops at 7:30. Ticket information can be found on kwings.com or drop by the ticket office on Van Rick Drive or any Ticketmaster location. Elgin Reed, we appreciate the time and good luck on Saturday.
All right, thank you.